Imagine that, the star of The Acolyte, Amanda Stenberg, who made a habit of attacking fans week after week after week, not only had her show canceled, but now she's being canceled, and by the people she believed to be allies. Today, we'll share with you why she's being kicked out of a project, or at least told that nobody will support her, and it's all because of her skin color. No, really. Sometimes the world can be a harsh place, and we are here to help the Hollyweird celebrities understand what they face and move to the right side, at least the middle, where the money is made and sensibility can be found. But we, folks, we take it upon ourselves that we were unsuccessful in saving Amanda Stenberg. Rationality, we were trying to evangelize to her, but we have failed, and now the star of The Acolyte is being canceled by her dear friends because she's not dark enough. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm saying these things, folks. It's just too mean. It's just too debasing. It's not human, I tell you, to judge people for these sorts of things. You click the like button, though, and we've got the story right now. Do you remember our very friendly fan, Amanda Stenberg? She's the Acolyte girl. You remember her? So kind, so nice. Not really. That Park Place is covering this. Marvin Montanel, the author. Children of Blood and Bone author. Tomi Adeyemi. Adeyemi? What did I say that, Marv?
I know how to write it. I don't know how to say it. I've been saying Adeyemi.
Right. Adeyemi. Adeyemi. Blast film adaptation and blocks. Star Amanda Stenberg. Now, we're going to get to how this happened, but basically it's Rossism. Just flat out Rossism. And folks, first, I just need to remind you who this woman is. This is the woman who was in The Acolyte. And once she thought she had just a teeny weeny itty bitty bit of power, she released a diss track online during The Acolyte to mock fans of Star Wars. And here you can see some of the lyrics. White people cried. They could see us as human beings. Trevor asked what I want the people to know. If they could take one thing, what would it be? They splice lines, make hate they recognize, make it look like the same propaganda they spew because they conflate our pain with violence.
Yes, all the pain that you've suffered in your life of wealth and privilege, Amanda.
Right. Now, but Amanda released this to mock people who didn't like The Acolyte. During The Acolyte, she releases her own music video. And then I knew what she was going to do, so I didn't follow this. But a lot of YouTubers played this as part of the news. She had already copyrighted it, and she had already got it set up for all of those YouTubers to get hit with strikes. So she literally was also taking that as an offensive weapon against content creators.
She set a trap. Yeah.
Stephanie at My Nerdy Home wants us to remember who Amanda is. And then I'm going to show you just how bad things are for her because she's being eaten now alive by the same people that she wants to be just like. But here she is. Here's a little bit of Amanda.
I just want to take this moment to fully address in video format this perception that exists of me that I steal roles from dark-skinned women. I've spoken about it a lot already, but mostly in print interviews. And the realization that I should have come to a lot more quickly was that nobody's trying to read all that. Ever. So I'm hoping that with this, at least a feeling of acknowledgement can be achieved. I've been through a lot of shit, y'all. Like, this year was mostly defined for me, honestly, by contending with what it felt like to receive racist death threats just for existing in the Star Wars universe. And that was a really difficult thing for me to move through. But honestly, it feels so much more painful for me to feel like I'm at odds with my own community. I just want everybody to know that this is important to me, that I think about it with every choice that I make, that I would never navigate my career blindly and ignorantly, not thinking about my skin tone or the space that I occupy, and that I would never go after a role that I didn't feel like was right for me to chase, that I want to see all skin tones represented in media. I know that colorism is an insidious system that impacts every single facet of entertainment just relentlessly. I also just have to let go at the end of the day of people knowing what my intention is or who I am. But
all right, that's all I can handle of it. So essentially, and I'm going to say this, okay, but I want everybody to understand, I'm not saying this. I'm telling you what's happening here. She is being criticized for not being black enough.
Yeah.
By black people.
So the same people that she has pandered to, the same audience that she's pandered to with The Acolyte, turned on her with this because they said she's biracial and light-skinned, so she wasn't black enough to be this character in this book. And she responded, well, I'll let you get to what she said and what she said the author said and who she had in her corner backing her, because that's pretty tremendous.
So the author says she's not going to watch
the movie adaptation of her book because of Mandela Stenberg. She says, this is the author now. There is a reason I will not post anything about the adaptation of my work. That's all. She later elaborated, which means that's not all. She said, and lastly, which by the way means, and not all, someone asked, I have not seen the film and I will not watch it. It's been painful holding this back from you all. And I'm sorry if any of you thought I didn't care about us. Who's us, folks? More blacker people. More blacker people than Amandla. Mm-hmm. She says, more than glitter. Marv, give us a run through of what all this is about.
Essentially, she's saying, if you want to support me, you could buy the book. Don't support me by watching the movie. I have nothing to do with this movie anymore. Now, mind you, this is a movie that she co-wrote and was executive producer on. Now, there was a situation where when all of this started happening with Amandla, she defended the casting by saying that this author specifically said that she was, that the book was written because of Amandla Stenberg. She said that the author told her that when she had all the racist backlash against her during the Hunger Games, that was when she decided that this story had to be told. And then Amandla Stenberg said, and that's when I knew that God wanted me to have this role. She literally said that. And so she did a TikTok video defending the casting and saying that the author was backing her, and that the author, the author cried over it and how perfect it was. And then the author included in that video, Pro, a screen cap of the text. And I have it embedded in the article of the text. It is the most simple thing that you
I'm still scared. I'm still scared to show it.
Scroll down. Scroll
okay.
down.
Okay. I'm trusting in you. Is this it?
There it is. Yep. That's
okay.
It.
So this is from the author to Amandla, right?
So yeah, Amandla was the one up top. This is from the author right here.
Do not ever use my name in an interview or video again. Do not text me. Do not call me. You blocked this contact. That's Amandla. So the author of the book, and all because, folks, I'm being honest here, all because Amandla is not black enough for these people. So Tabitha, I want to go to you. What goes around comes around. Amandla was all too excited to insult as many people as she could along racial lines, set up traps for content creators, destroy her career, just get wiped out by the Acolyte. Now she moves on to this one, and the people she thought would defend her suddenly say, oh, you're half black. And I just think all of you people deserve each other. All of these people, because they see the skin and nothing else about human beings. And I think they're just all terrible. And they should just all go join up together and have their drama. And we'll kind of watch it every once in a while. But I just think they're all awful people.
Well, I guess I'm just a little bit confused. Did I understand that correctly, that the author had a hand with the production of this film?
She co-wrote the script, yes.
Okay, she co-wrote the script, but she had nothing to do with the casting.
Yeah, and she said in another comment that if you think something, that the final decisions were all the director's, and if you have been told that something was my decision, it was not. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are taking that as that's Amandla Stenberg.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, if you're going to have something that you created and then hand it over to other people and yet mm-hmm. don't pull a J.K. Rowling on it, it's kind of your own fault for whatever direction the production company might go with. If you don't have explicit contracts saying everything is run through me and requires my permission or whatever legalities are allowed when it comes to something like this, it is your own fault. If she didn't explicitly, which would be really kind of a dirty thing to say, but I get it. But if she didn't explicitly say, look, I want, you know, more sub-Saharan looking folk in my film.
Go to Home Depot and get some color swatches and be like, all right, if they don't match this palette, they're out.
And, you know, we're living in a time frame too where I don't think that it's necessarily, we're very sensitive to these things, but if you really believe in the heart of your project, I don't think that it's racism. I don't think that it's ill-meaning to say, I would like this to be true. I don't know anything about this book, but it's like, if you really wanted it to be authentic to what you did your research for, what you based your book on, I don't know if it's historical. I have no idea. I've never heard of this book before.
It's a fantasy book.
Oh, okay. Well, you do get a lot of liberties when it comes to fantasy. But again, if you're the creator we have all, like, I think everybody's taken a page out of both George Lucas's book and J.K. Rowling's book. If you're willing to hand over your creative baby to somebody, you got one of two routes. You either have a lot of control or you don't. And so don't be crying when things don't go your way and your book sales skyrocket, most likely because of the exposure, and then have the audacity to look at a young woman, regardless of her politics and how hateful she might be, to look at a young woman and just say, I don't think you're good enough just because of the color of your skin.
I don't think you're dark enough. That's the message.
So the thing with that, though, is that the J.K. Rowling deal is so insanely rare in Hollywood. Like, even George R.R. Martin doesn't have veto power on things.
But it proves that it's possible.
It is possible. It's possible for J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter.
She is a forerunner for all of this. And you can't cry, well, you know, women oppression, or it's harder for women, or whatever you want to do. J.K. Rowling got the deed done. And so she is a standard that many people will hold when it comes to their creative projects forever henceforth. The same thing with George Lucas. What to do, what not to do. I do think it's very, very dirty to, again, all politics aside, to tell a young woman. And in these day and ages, when it is constantly preached that young women of color, whether she's half black, whether she's half Puerto Rican, whether she's half whatever, to tell a young woman that you're not good enough because of the color of your skin. It'd be different if you say you're not authentic to the story. It is a lot different, though. I think there could be worded differently as well. But no wonder then you're going to breed a whole nother generation of Amandla. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Amandla, yeah.
You know, you're going to breed a whole bunch of generation of this, because now you have. And it kind of goes back full circle historically, and I don't mean to be mean, but it's just the history of the world. When there was the outrage against both sides, when there was biracial children coming around, where it's like suddenly they don't belong anymore. This is America. Everybody freaking belongs. So,
well, there's two things that pop in my head, and I'd love to hear the panel's thoughts on them. The first is, you know, one of the things I think about is the interview that Oprah did so long ago with Michael Jackson, where he had vitiligo, and she said, are you ashamed of being black? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, you know, there was a defense of Michael Jackson then, and rightfully so, you know, well, he's, you know, his ethnicity is his ethnicity. He has a disease that is changing his skin color, but his ethnicity is his ethnicity. And I just think, you know, it's so interesting to see that belief that we're going to judge you based on, like, not even your ethnicity, but, like, the tone, right? So light skin, dark skin, that's a thing inside some communities. And this is definitely there. And the second thing I ponder is that Amandla thought she was on the side of the oppressed, even though she's ultra rich. She was playing the oppressed card, and that's what made it okay. That justified her doing the discourse track, and that justified her being just so offensive as a Star Wars actress. You know, she had all of that power. And now she's experiencing what it's like for a giant mob of people saying, you're not one of us. You're an oppressor because you're not whatever it means to be completely all the way black. You're an oppressor. And I wonder how these people, you know, how they conceptualize Barack Obama, you know, former President Obama. But I just think this is a very nasty fight from a lot of people who are probably internally very nasty people.
So I did want to interject with a small point that I may get wrong because I have not read the books, but I've heard a little bit about them. One of the premises of the book, it was supposed to be exploring colorism through a couple of different angles. One of them was that it is a fantasy book. You have some characters with a certain level of magical ability. They are tied to particular clans. But more than that, there is something of kind of a caste system in the novel where lighter skinned families have traditionally oppressed the darker skinned families.
I can't believe it.
I think her objection here is probably because if the protagonist is lighter skinned, but they're supposed to be the underdog character, that's the premise that the author is making, is that you have miscast the character because she's supposed to be the oppressed, not the oppressor. So That's where that portion of the argument comes from her fantasy universe.
Which is why I think that the Amandla's story about how they had this whole conversation and cried together about how the book was based off of her, I think that's a big fat lie, and she expected this woman to just go with it.
Yep.
Well, you know, sounds like a good place for Amandla to learn, but I don't suspect that she will. She doesn't seem to learn from any of these things, eh?
Pro, by the way, this is the movie I was talking about where I said this is going to be the greatest press tour of all time. Because this movie has Amandla Stenberg, Viola Davis, and Cynthia Erivo.
Oh.
Holy Trinity.
There's a part of me that desperately wishes that Lucasfilm had not given this one up, because in my fantasy world, it would have been nice to have seen Kathleen Kennedy continue to be distracted by this movie just to see what would have happened.
Right, this was a Lucasfilm thing before it went to Paramount, wasn't it?
That's why for a little while, Kathleen was not really involved with Star Wars, and things looked like they were starting to correct. It was when they decided that they were not going to be involved anymore, and they sold it to another studio. Kathleen came back, and we got The Mandalorian Season 3.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I also just would like to interject that it's like, if she's not dark enough skinned for what the author envisioned, makeup.
Sure. I mean, this is not a big...
So, okay. What you're suggesting is that she pulled Ted Danson.
Well, what I'm saying is if they can make Jimmy Jafar Kimmel? Jackson white, they can make her.
You want to Carl Malone this, eh?
I'm just saying it.
Justin Trudeau? Somebody call an RDJ and let's get Tropic Thunder going on. Oy vey.
I mean, but she's already got quite a few features. She's beautiful. She could, you know, it's not a difficult situation to navigate outside of. So I feel like there's a little bit more than just the color of the skin.
She's light skin. Tabitha, that's it. She's condemned. Andy, the other thing, too, is this is coming from the same crowd that when Snow White isn't white, when Captain America gets race swapped, like, when all of this stuff happens, they celebrate it every single step of the way, and that probably helped confuse Amandla. She didn't understand that this is a world where they eat their own, where there is no grace, where they do not think deeply, they do not care about your feelings, and they are out to oppress, given any chance to do so.
I remember, I believe it was Rush Limbaugh covered this story many years ago, that there was in California, in Los Angeles, there was a gay softball team or league, and they kicked out the bisexual player because he wasn't gay enough.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. Yeah.
It's, you know, at what point do you like, at what point does the double standard just become ridiculous? I think for most people, we're kind of over this. I think this thing kind of worked for a little while where some people were feeling, you know, some kind of like, you know, racial guilt over some perceived thing. But like this film, and I know what's going to happen with this because we've seen it with Captain Marvel, when the men, you know, this film's not made for you, but why aren't you showing up for it? And it's going to be the same thing. This is going to, well, why didn't the mainstream audience show up for this? Well, they must be racist. They must be have all this deep-seated resentment. What it really comes down to is like the film is, it's a propaganda piece. And I think the general public is propaganded to their fill. Like we've had enough propaganda over the last 10, 12 years.
I don't know, Andy, I think we get Robin DiAngelo to come in here and referee this. Are you up for that?
We're going to have Jell-O wrestling with it.
Yeah, Robin DiAngelo come in there with the White Fragility book and really help them understand, you know, themselves. Great. It's a great plan. We haven't heard from her, by the way, since the Matt Walsh documentary. She's gone into hiding. Hopefully she's okay. Wiz, I'll give you the final thoughts on this one. Couldn't have happened to a better person. Amandla is just a joy, just a tremendous joy. She's brought so much happiness and, you know, she's so pleasant a person.
I'm shocked that she's still getting work. I you know, Rachel Zegler, I thought was, and don't attack me, forgivable.
I'm not gonna attack you.
Through the eyes. Oh, no, not you, chat. because that's
Can't defend you from them.
Zegler might have been more forgivable in the eyes of Hollywood, but what Amandla did was a direct, long-winded, as episodes were dropping, attack on the audience. She dropped the diss track on them.
Pre-planned.
It was embarrassing. It was a bad look. But, like, you know, with Rachel Zegler, she wasn't directly attacking the people, you know? She was. But she wasn't. Like, you could debate that, right? In what she was saying and doing. Amandla, on the other hand, is just straight up telling you you're stupid if you like old Star Wars. I'm surprised she has a job. I'm surprised she can get any kind of work. I mean, good on her. But you're ruining that, too. Even Rachel Zegler is going to get a comeback tour. Even, what's her name? Rosalina, Captain Marvel. She's getting a comeback tour. Like, they're redeeming herself, right? But Amandla, man, you're botching this. Casting directors everywhere are standing by, but you're scratching their puzzler is puzzled.
Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake.
That's right. And the puzzlers are puzzled. But we here, folks, we're unruffling what's happening. Amandla Stenberg, canceled by the cancelers to continue on with the Susian phraseology. And, folks, we'll check and see what happens going forward. But Amandla, as Wiz says, just might be done in Hollywood. You know, we've reached the end yet again. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've had fun today, have we not? And until the next time we get to do so yet again, be a friend to the channel. Click that like button. Share your thoughts in the dialogue down below. And if you're not yet subscribed, well, we need you right here on Team Pro. Until we meet again, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.